Any day that we're higher on our grain market is a good day. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update.
Anytime we're higher over there, it's good to see because it's been a struggle.
And it really has been. That's Brad Coima with Coima, Coima and Varlick. And he says that soybeans have kind of been the talk of the marketplace over the past couple days.
The China deal is probably the whole difference maker in the market here for now. If indeed China would fulfill their obligation, would actually do what this suggested deal that Trump has made with them, those are big numbers. So that'd be awesome, okay? Now, here's Debbie Downer, Brad, for you. China is a less than reliable trade partner. China doesn't always do what they say. I'm worried. I hope we don't get too far over our skis here with the expectation that we're just going to plug in this extra bushels that they're going to buy. I hope they do. They have bought quite a few already. But I guess I'm just going to throw that out there a little bit. As November beans approach $11, I know that's not a great level, but maybe such a thing as put options or something like that should be thought about here. Market's in a lot different place than it was just a week ago, so be a little careful.
And as for the corn market, there are not many encouraging words there, and Brad wishes he could give you some.
Corn, it's just a struggle to come up. I'd like to give your listeners a lot of hope why the corn's going to rally. I just hope it stops going down, frankly. We need some lift out of the wheat, and we got to get closer to our springtime, and then maybe we'll get a bounce because it's always something in the spring, too wet, hot, cold, dry, something. Hopefully that gets us off of these lows.
And again, hearing from Brad Coima, 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 and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa. And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.